The Global Fund says insecticide-treated bed nets are one of the most cost-effective ways to prevent malaria transmission. Recently published studies show a combination of bed nets and treatment can reduce malaria transmission by as much as 90% in areas with high coverage rates. Executive Director of the Global Fund, Michelle Kazachkin, tells VOA that Zanzibar has just achieved this goal, and other countries in Africa also are making significant progress.
For example, in the southern provinces of Zambia, we now have seen a decrease by 90% in malaria deaths between 2001 and 2006. In Eritrea, despite the political situation, a 70% decline in malaria cases since 2001. In a number of pilot districts in Tanzania, where bed nets are distributed and ACTs are widely given, a decline by over 50% in under-5 mortality has been observed.
Dr. Kazachkin says many countries have reached 60% coverage of families. He says mortality or morbidity of small children and pregnant women is significantly reduced in countries that achieve this threshold. He says countries such as Ethiopia, Kenya, and Rwanda have dramatically increased the delivery of bed nets through Global Fund financing. But he warns against complacency. He says more than 1 million people still die each year from malaria. He notes many areas in Africa, such as Nigeria and the Democratic Republic of Congo, do not have access to bed nets.
I believe we're on the right track. That's the message today. We're not yet there, of course, but we're on the right track. I'm truly convinced that if we stay strong with this effort, within 3 to 5 years, we can very drastically reduce malaria as a public health problem in many endemic countries in the developing world.
One bed net costs $5. The Global Fund has approved $3.6 billion over 5 years for 146 programs to fight malaria in 78 countries. The money will pay for bed nets and for drugs to treat people suffering from malaria. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.